We're speaking with Coach Monty Pitch of the St. Paul Lutheran Saints, and they are part of our Class 3 broadcast this evening. And Coach Pitch, we appreciate your time, and we're ready to hear about these players that you've selected for the Dream Team from your squad. And let's start off with senior Gerhard von Zermulen, post player, 6'5". Tell us about Gerhard.
Well, Gerhard's a great athlete. We've been really blessed the last 4 years to have him on our team. He's very athletic, as I said. He had 10 dunks this year and 23 dunks for his career, and he really developed into more of a player, just a finishing player. He had some nice moves around the basket and did a nice job blocking shots and staying out of foul trouble. He kind of came in, said he played guard on his little grade school team, and with his height, we put him at post, and he just kind of adapted. And he adapted to the point that he sets our school record for field goal percentage of 61.7 for a career. And he just, everything that Gerhard gets, he deserves. He's just a really hard worker, first one in, last one to leave type of kid, and we're going to miss him.
Tell us about Gerhard and his studies.
Gerhard's a very bright kid. He's actually been accepted to the Naval Academy. He's going through the process of finishing that up. Good student, high ACT type kid. Like I said, he just kind of the total package, very athletic, very academic, and we were just fortunate that he's playing for us.
Absolutely, and now he's going to go serve the country. That's amazing. Yeah. Is there anything you'd like to share with Gerhard and maybe some family and friends that might be listening at the moment?
Yeah, I just appreciated Gerhard. He was a hard worker. The Lord gave him many talents, physical and academic talents, mental talents, and he's using them, and we appreciate that. And we'd like to thank him for representing our school the way he did over the last 4 years.
Well said, and congratulations to Gerhard von Zermulen. And now we're going to talk about another senior, this time a point guard, 6'2" tall. Let's hear about Elijah Rodewald.
Elijah had an outstanding year. He's our leading scorer. He led us in a lot of categories. I think he can maybe played a little bit out of position, but I thought he did a great job at the point guard position. He's a pretty decent scorer, but he did an awesome job this year running the team from the point guard position. He did a great job of getting everybody involved. He's a playmaker type of kid. I can see several games looking at his stats here. He had upwards of 8 assists in a game. So he did a great job of doing that, but he's an outstanding playmaker, good shooter from the perimeter. We only had him for 2 years, but we feel fortunate that he came to St. Paul, and he really blended in and fit in well with our kids and our school.
What does Elijah have planned as far as academics and maybe future athletics?
That part I am not sure. Again, he's a bright student. I know he has talked about maybe moving on and playing basketball at the next level. I don't know if that's a done deal yet, but he is a good student as well as a good athlete.
Is there anything you can think of about Elijah the past few years you've had him on your team? Can you think about something that just really sticks out to you during a game or just even in the classroom or the hallways?
It seemed to me that Elijah had an innate ability to do what needed to be done to be successful. In a lot of our big games this year, he had like 6 points. He just realized that for us to be successful, we needed to get that ball into Gerhard, and he did it. And if we needed him to score, he would. He had 4 or 5 games where he was over 20 points. He's just a complete player, and he could have been one of these kids that a little bit selfish because he definitely has offensive ability, but I thought he did a great job of involving the whole team and understanding what it took to win that particular game.
Well, that sounds like a well-rounded individual, definitely. When you got the team in mind and a win, that's big.
Yeah.
You can't teach that.
Yeah.
What will Coach?
I thought he did a nice job.
Absolutely. Coach, is there anything else you'd like to share about these young men and maybe, point out something to the younger players coming up behind them?
Well, I appreciate both these kids. Both of them are pretty hard workers. They love the game of basketball. I thought the Lord blessed them with the talents that they have, and they definitely use them, and that's all we really ever ask of our kids is we want them just to maximize their God-given abilities, and usually when that happens, things go well, and I thought these two did that, and I think they're both capable of playing the next level. I'm not sure either one of them will. I think Gerhard's going to try to play football at the Naval Academy. Elijah, I still think, in his way and his possibilities to play college basketball, but I think he's capable. And we just wish him the best, and we appreciate the time they gave to the St. Paul Saints basketball team.
Well, our pleasure in giving you time on this. Definitely, Coach, we're glad that you called in, and we hope to hear great things out of the Saints come next season.
All right, we appreciate it and all the coverage that you give the St. Paul Saints.
Our pleasure. Coach Monty Pitch of the St. Paul Lutheran Saints, part of the Dream Team broadcast on KMZU.